Welcome back to the podcast. As always, we're grateful to spend some time with you. All right, let's get straight into it. Variable frequency drives, or VFDs, are game changers when it comes to air compressors. They're these electronic components that basically control the frequency of the power your motor gets. And why does that matter? Well, it lets the motor adjust its speed to match the demand for compressed air instead of running at full tilt all the time.
Okay, so you're saying it's not just about turning the motor on or off, but customizing the speed to save energy, right?
Exactly. And the savings aren't just theoretical. The Compressed Air Gas Institute estimates a VFD can cut energy use by about 33%. That's a big deal when you're looking at industrial operations where energy consumption is no joke.
Wow, 33%. That's not just a drop in the bucket. It's a real shift in efficiency. But are there specific situations where VFDs work best?
Yeah, there are. They're most efficient when you're running at about 30 to 70% of the compressor's capacity. Think about plants with shifts where air demand changes. Maybe it's heavier during the day and lighter at night, or it fluctuates seasonally. That's when VFDs shine. Outside that range, like if you're running above 80% or below 20, a fixed speed compressor might actually make more sense.
So it's not one size fits all. You really have to match the technology to the profile of your specific operation. Makes sense. But what about environments that might not seem ideal, like ones with a lot of dust or dirt? Isn't that usually tough for these systems to handle?
Good question. That used to be a big limitation. Traditional VSDs would overheat in those conditions because their heat sinks would get clogged. But tech has caught up. The newer liquid-cooled VSDs solve a lot of these problems. They use liquid, like water or glycol, to dissipate heat instead of fans and heat sinks. So now, even in dusty or dirty environments, you can keep those systems running smoothly.
That's a game changer. And I imagine they're also more compact, right? Since you're not relying on all that bulky air cooling hardware.
Exactly. Smaller footprint, better temperature management, and improved efficiency overall. It's not perfect for every setup, but for places that struggled to use VSDs before, this makes a huge difference.
Okay, so in the right conditions, variable demand, cleaner tech for tougher environments, these VSDs aren't just efficient. They're solving problems that would have been deal breakers in the past. That's pretty exciting.
It is. And we're just scratching the surface of what they can do.
All right, Jason, you've sold me on the efficiency side of things, but let's get down to dollars and cents. We've talked about energy savings, but how does that actually show up in a budget? Are we looking at real financial gains or just nice numbers on paper?
It's definitely not just theoretical. Look, an average operation sees about $17,000 a year in savings just by switching to a VSD system. And studies show the payback period is typically somewhere between 2 to 5 years. Think about that. After that time frame, it's like putting 17 grand straight back into your pocket. Every year.
17,000? That's serious money. And that's just from reducing energy use, right?
Partly. It's also about avoiding penalties. With traditional compressors, you get those high inrush currents whenever the system starts up. It's like a massive energy spike, 6 times the normal operating current, and utility companies really ding you for that. VFDs ramp up much more gradually, so you're not throwing money away paying for those demand surges.
Okay, so they're saving energy, cutting penalties. But what about environments that are, let's say, a little less than spotless? Any success stories there?
Actually, yeah. I came across a case where a facility in a dusty manufacturing environment started using liquid-cooled VSDs. Before, their air-cooled systems kept overheating because dirt and contaminants would clog up the heat sinks. But with the liquid cooling, that issue was pretty much eliminated. They switched to a liquid-based system, and it was able to keep running even with all the airborne dust.
That's impressive. Did they see the same cost benefits as cleaner facilities?
Absolutely. They had that same 2 to 5 year payback period, and they reduced the system downtime they had from overheating, a bonus that saved them even more in the long run.
So even in places where VSDs used to struggle, the newer ones are holding their own. That's pretty convincing. Financial savings, fewer penalties, and now adaptability for tougher setups.
Right. These advancements make a huge difference for industries that couldn't even consider VSDs before.
It sounds like VSDs are solving challenges left and right. So let's talk next steps. If someone's ready to install one, what do they need to know about getting it set up?
The big one? keep the VSD within 50 feet of the compressor. Anything beyond that, and you run into interference issues because of the harmonic frequencies in the factory. If you try to stretch it further, it's like adding static to a radio signal. Things just don't work right.
Got it. So you're saying placement isn't just about convenience, it's about performance too. What about the environment itself? Can these systems handle messy, dusty conditions?
That's where modern tech steps in. Traditional VSDs struggled because dirt and debris would clog up the heat sinks, leading to overheating. But with the liquid-cooled systems we've been talking about, that's no longer an issue. They use liquid, like water or glycol, to manage heat, so they stay cool even in rough environments.
And for places that can't install liquid-cooled systems, are there other workarounds?
Well, yeah. You can use remote setups. Put the VSD in a clean, temperature-controlled room away from the manufacturing floor. That way, the sensitive components stay protected, but you'll need to keep it within that 50-foot range I mentioned earlier. It's a balance.
Interesting. But let's say a plant has steady air demand, no shifts, no seasonal fluctuations. Are VSDs still the best option there?
Not really. In those cases, a fixed-speed compressor might be a better fit. It's more efficient when demand stays constant, and you avoid the extra upfront costs of a VSD system. Alternatively, plants could look at strategies like modulation, or even using multiple compressors to manage load more effectively. It's about matching the solution to the problem.
So it really comes down to understanding your specific needs. VSDs aren't a magic bullet. They're a tool that works best in the right settings.
Exactly. You've got to think about your demand profile, your environment, and your long-term goals. When all those factors align, VSDs can transform how you manage compressed air systems. But if they don't, it's better to explore other options that might save you both time and money.
This has been such a solid conversation, learning not just the capabilities of VSDs, but also their practical limits and where they really shine.
Yeah, it's all about picking the right tool for the job. And like we've said, the tech is advancing, making VSDs more accessible for all kinds of industries. But it always comes back to understanding your unique setup.
Right, and on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. Thanks for walking us through it all, Jason.
Of course. And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you've got questions about how this might fit your operation, reach out. Until next time, take care.